The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
God has given you time, talent, and treasure. How are you stewarding your treasure? If you're not sure, stay with us, and we're all learning and growing together. This is your place for biblically responsible investing, and we're going to spend a little bit of time with my friend, Jay Peroni of Faith in Retirement. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing wonderful, Tom. How are you, my friend? It's a beautiful day, and just excited to share with our listeners about what's on your heart, what our listeners are hearing, and really tackle the world of finances today.
Mm-hmm. And you're suffering for the Lord in Orlando, Florida. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm at the Kingdom Advisors Conference, learning some new strategies and some speakers talking about faith and finances and how to really deepen the relationship with our clients. That's what we spend a lot of time each year, just these trips to have additional support and resources, learning about new strategies and new vehicles that are out in the marketplace, and really helping our clients to navigate this challenging environment.
Well, it's a joy to be with you each time this week and every week. Jay is an author. He's a fiduciary, a certified financial planner. He's senior portfolio manager for Faith Investor Services. He also takes good care of our family finances. It's been kind of amazing since we've made that move. That's just our experience. You know, past performance is no guarantee of future gain and all of that, you know. Do you have any stories from our listeners or clients from this month so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike actually was listening to the show last week, and he called in and he said, Jay, you know, I heard you on the radio and I really felt convicted. I wasn't sure what I was investing in. I had a advisor that I've been with for the last 10 years, and you know, he's okay. He helps me when I have questions, but I never hear from him. I always have to reach out. And secondly, he doesn't invest according to my faith. He's never even asked about my faith. He said, could you take a look at my portfolio? He said, I want to make sure I'm not supporting abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research. And he said, I was an addict for about 15 years, the last 15 years of my life prior to becoming a Christian. I was deeply doing drugs and alcohol. And he said, I really do not want to support anything, tobacco, alcohol, and even gambling. And he said, look at my portfolio, screen it, tell me what I'm involved in, and do what you can to make sure it's clean. And we did that. We went through his portfolio. We found he was supporting all the things he didn't want to support. And he said, wow. Jay, clean it up for me. Show me how I can do that. We did that for him. And you know, he's now well on his way to being a biblically responsible investor. So that's one story I had. Then I also got a call from Donnie in Alabama, and he was very unsure. He said, Jay, I've only got about 5 more years left in me to work. I can't keep doing this. I need to know, can I retire in 5 years? And we went through all of his sources of income, his Social Security, his pension. He had a small pension from the military. We also looked at what he had saved up in his 401k and IRAs and Roths, and looked at all of those assets. And we said, Donnie, if you really want to be able to retire, you're going to need to save this amount per year. We're going to have to get a 8-9% return per year over the next 5 years. And we also got to make sure we have some guaranteed income for you, because Social Security is not going to do it.
Yeah.
Inflation's going to be there. Taxes are going to be there. So how do we create that plan and also do it in a way that lines up with your faith and values? So we went through, we used a program called Retirement Analyzer. And this is going to stress test, just like when you go to the doctor, they're going to look at your heart, they're going to look at your blood pressure, take some blood. That's what the Retirement Analyzer does. It looks at stress testing. What if we have another COVID? What if we have another major drawdown? Is your plan going to be on track or off track? And I call this our GPS system, right? If you go from here to wherever you're going and you don't have a map, and you don't have GPS, maybe you'll eventually get there, right, Tom? I'm directionally challenged. I may never get there. But if I have that GPS, it's going to reroute me. And that's really what the retirement analyzer is. It's going to look at changes in tax laws, changes in your life, and look at keeping you on track to get to your goals.
If biblically responsible investing is new to you, we want you to stay tuned, and you're going to learn more from the stories Jay has told. We want to thank Mike from Pennsylvania for listening and for taking the initiative to call in. And, you know, people who've come through the 12 steps and addiction, you know, that process and come to faith, they're some of my favorite people in the world, because we all come as humble servants, realizing we need a savior. And Donnie from Alabama, I'm going to be praying for you. We've been praying for our listeners, and that's something that we do before every broadcast. We want to thank you for listening today. And Jay, so talk a little bit more about a retirement analyzer. How can someone who's listening today have that process started?
Yeah, so usually we start with clients that have at least $250,000. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is we've got to start with something. It's hard to get to your retirement goal. And really, this program is really designed for people who are within 5 to 10 years of retiring, or they've retired in the last 5 to 10 years. If you're already 15 years into retirement, certainly it can help, but really the advantageous part of it is those who are in what we call the retirement red zone. Like in football, you get within the 20-yard line, that's the red zone.
Yeah.
Well, we consider retirement red zone to be within 5 to 10 years before retirement and 5 to 10 after. So we're gonna look at all of your sources of income. What do you have for part-time or full-time income? What will you have when you retire? Your Social Security, we're going to look at your numbers at 67, 70. We're going to do a Social Security analysis to see when is the best time to take that for you. Additionally, we're going to look at, do you have any pensions? What do those look like? How much are you going to get per month? When's the best time to take it? Can you take that money and roll it over into an IRA, take a lump sum out of your pension? We'll analyze all of that. And then what we're trying to figure out is, okay, what do you have for expenses, both fixed expenses, things like mortgages and car payments, and then what do you have for variable expenses? Those are going to be things like vacation and discretionary spend. And we're going to come up with a plan to say, okay, here's what your income is, here's what your expenses are. Now what do you have for assets? What do you have in checking and savings accounts? What do you have in mutual funds and stocks and bonds and all of the various assets that you've saved? And we're going to look at, okay, is there a gap here? Do you have enough saved currently? If not, how much do you need to save per year between now and when you want to retire? Then secondly, we're going to look at, when you do retire, what are the odds that you're going to run out of money? And the biggest challenge when you retire is the sequence of returns. If you get a negative return when you first retire, it can be devastating. It can wipe 15 years literally off of how long your money will last. Just one bad year to start retirement. Poor people who started retirement in 2022, right? It was down, the market was down about 20-25%. So protecting that asset when you retire is important, and then making sure it lasts your entire lifetime. So the retirement analyzer looks at all of these variables, stress tests them against history, looks at if rates are rising, if they're falling, inflation's high, low. What if you need healthcare issues, long-term care? We're going to look at all of those issues and help you create a plan to navigate where you are today throughout your retirement, and do it in a way that's faith-based at the same time.
If what we're talking about makes sense to you, if you realize you need professional help or would benefit from some professional wise counsel, then I encourage you to give Jay a call. Just ask your questions, 800-270-7310. If this is your place for biblically responsible investing, you can download your free book, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Jay, we've watched what our parents did when they retired, the money that they had. Talk a little bit about longevity risk. Americans are living longer, and on average, men who've reached 65 can expect to live till 84.3 years, and women who reach 65 live an average of 86.7 years, and longer lives mean a need for income that it's going to cover additional years. Do you take that into account?
We certainly do. And the way that we look at money is a little different from a lot of advisors that are out there. And we look at money in colors. And you say colors. Yeah, money is green, right? Well, it certainly is. But we look at risk levels. And we have really three different risk levels. We have them as red, green, and blue. Now, red is your risk money. These are variable accounts. They're going to go up and go down. Think stock market. Think the bond market. Think commodities. Think real estate. These are what I call hope money. You hope it works out, but what if the markets don't cooperate? So that red money is risk money. It can go up and go down. Green money, on the other hand, is protected money that is guaranteed, and it's going to be there no matter what the markets do. So we look for having a combination of that red and green, and then what is blue money? Well, that's really just your safety net, your safe money. This is going to be money in savings accounts, liquid money markets. This is your emergency funds. So by having that red, green, and blue money, what it enables you to do is create a plan to get ahead of inflation and taxes. That's the risk money that's going to be there to hopefully grow above and beyond inflation and taxes. Then you're going to have your green money, which is going to be your protected money. It's going to create some income for life potentially. It's going to be guaranteed, you know, no matter what the markets do, it's going to have an element of safety. And then you've got your emergency fund that if something happens, you need to take money out. You're not taking it from your stocks. You're not taking it from your guaranteed accounts. You're taking it from your safety fund. So by having that plan, it accounts for longevity, making sure you don't run out of money at age 85 and you live to 100. I've got some people that say, hey, Jay, I want my last check to bounce. Well, we can help you create that plan. A lot of people are more of the mindset that, you know, I want to leave some money for my kids. I want to leave an inheritance. I want to make sure that if something happens to me, I'm going to leave some money to my favorite ministries and churches and organizations that are near and dear to my heart. And working with a faith-based advisor like myself, I'm going to get to know what's important to you and your family, just like we did with you, Tom. We want to understand what's really at the center of your life. You know, what do you really want to accomplish between now and retirement? When you get in retirement, what's that going to look like? And then if you pass away, where are those assets going to go? And that's really a different plan than a lot of advisors create for their clients.
I think we approach so many things with a sense of pride. I can do it myself. I don't need professional help and all of that. And, you know, through the abundance of many counselors, there is wisdom, Proverbs says. He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children, it will be a refuge. Proverbs 14:26. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more with Jay and the financial headlines after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
So you probably fit in one of four categories. Either you're someone who has a plan for the future, or you're a do-it-yourself planner, or you have professional guidance to navigate you through the professional financial world. What kind of plan do you have? We're talking to Jay Peroni, and you can reach out to Jay by email, by phone, online. You can give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Send Jay an email at Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. or at the website faithandretirement.com, where you can download your free book. So, Jay, in the news headlines this week, U.S. credit card and auto loan delinquencies are up, 10-year highs, and that there's signs of stress for people in our culture, in the economy. What are you seeing?
Yeah, if you think about what's happened over the last 4 years, we had the whole pandemic, COVID happened, and there was all this free money, right? The government was sending free money to
everybody.
Let's just
print more.
From the taxpayers. Of course, we know it's not free money. But at the end of the day, what ended up happening is people were very flush with cash coming out of COVID, and there was nowhere to spend it, right? Everything was shut down. There were supply chain issues. I was trying to build a house during COVID. I was thinking of it at least. And the contractor said, well, we can't really build the house for you because we can't get lumber at a good price. We can't find anyone to work. Windows will take 12 to 18 months, and we may or may not finish it in that time. So I was like, all right, I'll just buy an existing home and not deal with that, because you had all these supply chain issues. But then you fast forward a few years, you get out of COVID, people start spending down a lot of this money. The supply chain issues have really worked themselves out for the most part. You had inflation, of course, but that's kind of coming down. So what's happening now is the fact that people had a lot of cash at that time, they're able to pay their bills, right? If you're flush with cash, no problem paying your credit card, no problem paying your auto loans. And people were talking about 2023 being a recession year. Everybody talked the R word, recession. The markets are going to go into a recession. The economy is going to be in a recession. The consumer was actually very strong last year, but toward the end of the year, we started to see a little bit of warning signs, and alluding to some of the stats you're seeing now is that delinquencies were starting to go up. And a lot of that was because you have a lot of this buy now, pay later. That became a really huge theme. I think I saw a stat that the last Black Friday, that about 60% of purchases were that buy now, pay later. So consumers are getting a little bit more dangerous here with how they're using credit. And that is a warning sign. Does it mean it's the kiss of death right now? No, but it is something that we're watching very carefully, because a lot of people don't realize this, but our U.S. economy is based on spending. 70% of our GDP, our gross domestic product here in the United States comes from the spending that consumers are doing. So when the consumer's strong, the economy's strong. When the consumer's weak, the economy's weak. And a lot of people don't realize this too, Tom, is that the stock market is actually a leading indicator. The stock market takes into account what's going on with the economy, but it's forward-looking. So the stock market actually tends to be about 12 months, sometimes about 6 months ahead of the economy. And we don't realize we're in a recession until we're actually in a recession, because the data is usually backwards. So a lot of times you have to look at what is the stock market telling us right now. If you remember COVID, the market dropped 20% and then it came back very quickly, even though states weren't reopened, companies weren't reopened. So that market is very forward looking. And right now, toward the end of the year, the stock market took off like a rocket. So it was kind of seeing that, you know, the consumer was showing some signs of weakness, but it wasn't quite there yet. So I still think that 2024 is going to be a good year. Being an election year tends to be good for the markets. A re-election year tends to be even better. And then you've got the fact that the consumer is still spending right now, but watching those delinquency rates is something we're keeping a very close eye on.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and this is Faith and Retirement, and this is your place for biblically responsible investing. And there is the difference between BRI and faith-based investing. With faith-based investing, you invest following your religious beliefs, which can certainly take many forms. But our target, our goal with this program specifically, is for those of you who are interested in biblically responsible investing, meaning your faith is Christianity and the Bible is your guide. And if that is you, you're going to feel really comfortable with Jay and with this program. Jay, I think a lot of our listeners get hired into companies, and in the onboarding process, they sit down with a member of their HR staff, they get a welcome packet, put new staff members into the company 401k plan. Any thoughts on that process? Is that just automatically the best way to go? And can you help those listeners?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things with 401ks. You know, the first thing is there's usually free money involved. There's a match. And I always say you don't want to not get the match. So I always say put in as much as you can so that you're at least getting the free company benefit. There's some caveats, of course. You know, some of these companies you have to stay a certain period of time to get your match if you leave the company. But for the most part, if your company is offering a 5% match dollar for dollar, you know, put in at least 5% into your 401k. The problem with a lot of these 401ks, Tom, is they don't have biblically responsible investment choices. Right. Most of them don't. They're not looking at that. It's unfortunate. Hopefully more plans in the future will offer faith-based options within their plans. So I say, let's do the best that we can with what we have. Let's use the free money. Let's get advantage of that. And let's try to do it in the least offensive way. There still are some choices in the fund selection that may be less offensive. Maybe it only has a few companies that are violating biblical standards versus some of the bigger large cap funds tend to, most of them, it's going to be 50% or more of the fund is going to violate biblical screen. So we have some choices within that 401k. Additionally, as a retirement investor, depending on your age, if you're 59 and a half, a lot of these plans allow what's called an in-service withdrawal. And the in-service withdrawal allows you to take money out of your 401k and roll it over to an IRA where it can be professionally managed. It can be managed according to your faith and values. You can set up guaranteed income streams on that IRA. There's a lot of different choices you have by doing what's called an in-service withdrawal to roll it while you're still working there if you're 59 and a half or if your plan allows in-service withdrawals. Another option that a lot of people don't know about in that 401k is they may also have a brokerage link option where they can roll the money out of the 401k into a brokerage version of the 401k where they can buy stocks and ETFs and do biblically responsible that way within their 401k. So a couple of options may be available. And then additionally, if they've left a job and they're no longer working there, they can roll that 401k, that old 401k, into a new IRA or even a Roth IRA, depending on if it makes sense. But talking to a professional like myself, I can help you uncover, is the in-service withdrawal an option? Is that brokerage link option maybe an option for you? And then if you have an old 401k, let's screen it and clean it and get it into biblically responsible investments so that your faith is at the center of your financial plan.
I'm so glad you said that, because you can get involved in that process in a number of different ways for different people if the fit is right. And so just call Jay and ask your questions. Maybe you thought, well, this is good, but I've got to stay where I am because of the employer match. And so thank you for answering that question. Do you ever find the people had a retirement fund that they just completely forgot about, or the family did?
Yeah, it's not very often, but I have people that, you know, I talk about financial junk drawers where they just get statements and they just file them away. And I've seen people that they don't even open them. So they've just got a stack of papers hidden in a drawer somewhere and they haven't looked at it for years. And maybe they forgot about it, or maybe it just was out of sight, out of mind. And, you know, they bought some good stocks and they've done really well over the years. And I've actually had a person who bought some stock recently, and they didn't know if they still had shares. And we called a 800 number and found out that they had like 500 shares of a stock, and the stock had gone from $10 to like $700. So they had quite a bit of money that they weren't aware of, that they had just lost track of. So again, going through and doing a financial review with a professional like me, we're going to look at all of the things that you've had in the past. What do you have currently? And go through all of those and see, do they line up with your faith and values? Are they supporting things like abortion, pornography, things that don't line up with you as a person? And then we're going to screen it and then clean it for you, help you to create a portfolio that's in line with your faith and values.
There's certain things like surgery you probably shouldn't do yourself. You should probably get professional help. And I think when we're talking about the kind of dollars that we are talking about, your life savings, it is important to get a professional involved. So don't forget to get your free book, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. It's the latest book from fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. I read it earlier this month, and it is outstanding and easy to read. It won't take you too long, and you will pick up a lot of these biblical principles about why this is important. Daniel 11:32 says, "The people who know their God will stand firm and take action." This may be your moment to take action about your family finances. And if you want to know more about biblically responsible investing, go to the website and see all the resources there that Jay has put together. Faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. It has all the directionals and the ways to reach Jay listed there. You can call him at 800-270-7310. Why don't you do that while you're thinking about it now and download your free book here over the weekend. Take a few moments to read that and you will make some wiser decisions. Thank you for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay. Jay, thank you so much, my friend. Take good care of yourself, okay?
Have a great day, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Thank you for our listeners, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online here, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.